to Freedom Law School's weekly conference call on this Thursday, March 10th, 2016. This is your host, Peyman Mutahede, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, who came to America, folks. I came to America in 1977 at the age of 14 from Iran, thinking and believing I came to a free country. I was over in Iran where it was the arbitrary government of the king, the tyrant. I thought I came to a land of the law, rule of the law, government by, of, for we the people. Wow. What a lie, I was told, I found out. We don't have that in America, folks. We don't. All these major politicians, you know, are owned by the big banks and corporations. You hear about the Republican establishment using all in a riot, you know, because Trump might win. Well, who is the establishment they keep hearing about? The establishment are the people with big money. The billionaires and billionaire companies in Wall Street, Goldman Sachs, Chase, Bank of America, like big corporations and big banks and big billionaires, Mr. Adelson. Okay, like the American Israeli Public Affairs Committee, the Israeli pro-Israeli lobby. I'm Jewish, by the way, my friend, but I'm against Israel's wrongdoings. So, here they buy these guys, Rubio, you know, Kasich, you know, Bush, all these guys. Everybody on the stage in the Republican debate, and Hillary Clinton, owned by the big banks. The only ones that don't own is Bernie Sanders to some degree. And Trump. Those are the only ones. And they have two divergent views of what's available for America. I believe that Donald Trump is much closer to what America wants and needs. Much closer. Well, I'll come back to that later. I'm going to come back talk about the franchise tax board tonight. Yes, the California franchise tax board. Why? Well, because the California franchise tax board, FTB, for short, is the most oppressive, lawless, and arbitrary state income tax agencies in America, bar none. It absolutely is. They make the IRS boys look like good boys. IRS gives you a lot more procedures they got to follow. You know, dot their I's and cross their T's, do it right. FTB, excuse me, I got a cold, by the way. I apologize for that. FTB, you know, they're absolutely lawless. And the California Board of Equalization does not do a good job of, you know, reviewing their decisions, try to keep them to the law. Why? Because to the California politicians, the California bureaucrats, it's all about the money. They just want the money. It's that simple. They want the money for the special interests that, you know, put them in there, and they, especially the government workers. The California government employees is the most powerful lobby in California. That's right. Is that funny? The state of California is practically owned by the people that work for the state of California, suck from it, and live off of this wonderful golden retirement. Okay, we can talk about that more later another time. We'll talk about how if the franchise tax board comes after you, what are your options? You see, I verified for myself, and one of my students also verified, Joe Bannister, former IRS special agent, that there is no law that requires the average American to file and pay the federal income tax. And many states, like California, on the tax forms they want you to file, like in California, the California 540 tax form, they want you to enter your income from your federal 1040 income tax form. Well, if you don't have any federal income tax liability because you have no federal taxable income, there's no law that makes your what you make for a living, your income, taxable as an American. It requires you to fill out the form 1040 in the first place. There's no number there for you to transfer to the California 540 form as your income. except maybe, or taxable income, I should say, except maybe a big fat zero. Because taxable income is the key, not just income. It's got to be taxable. There's no taxable income by you. But that's okay. Like I said, they're just money, money hungry in California and the states like New York, New Jersey, Illinois, the big socialist, big government, big city states. They're all the worst, folks. If you can, get the heck out of bigger states. Go to one of the smaller states. Notice the state income tax state, Nevada, Washington, Texas, Florida, Tennessee. There's about eight of them out there. Smaller states, but with smaller populations. Closer to the people, more responsive to you, closer to you. They don't represent, like in California, the government is 40 million people. Jeez. That's several times more than America was in 1777. Yeah, at that time, we were only maybe not even 10 million. California itself is over 40 million. Now, so I'm going to be answering your questions first, of course, as I always do, about any of your freedom law issues, whether it's the IRS, the state income tax agency, the police, the bureaucrats of any kind who may be harassing you, want to take your rights, your money, your freedoms away. I want to be able to help you live free. Get these crooks and criminals and thieves off of your back, your life, and your pocketbook legally by following, understand the law and the Constitution and the procedures that you properly need to assert to defend yourself, folks. We're not taught these things in high school or even university. I wasn't taught. I had a four-year degree from California State University in Long Beach in business administration. And in my two business law classes, I was not taught anything useful about government or IRS at all. None whatsoever. In fact, they didn't even discuss those at all. You don't know about law and your rights when it comes to government. You just don't have any. Just do what the government says. They deliberately have us come out of school, unschooled, uneducated, because then we have to surrender. When the government comes after you, you don't know how to fight. You don't know what to say, what not to say, what to do, what not to do. So you basically capitulate. Folks, it doesn't have to be that way. I found the Freedom Law School in 1996, 20 years ago, to educate and empower the average ordinary American like you to learn about law and your rights and live free. That simple. And I put many courses available over the years, which I've now, I got many of them. I've chiseled them down to the few of the more basic courses, which are the most important ones anyhow. And since then, people asked me, they wanted some assistance, some help. I got freedom packages that, in addition to education, in addition to us acting politically together to reform, excuse me, reform our government back to the Constitution, get these criminals and thieves off of your back. The Royal Freedom Package is the program top of the line. And the letters to IRS, tax court, all that kind of stuff will be done for you. And but level one basic course of Freedom Law School is the essential part of everything that Freedom Law School offers. It's education that, in my opinion, should be mandatory before graduating people out of high school. Either Freedom Law School level one course or something of that nature by somebody else. The sad fact is, no one else in America has ever attempted to put anything like that at all together for the average American out there. It's not. Just go look. Please go look. You find a lot of patriot mythologies out there, wishful thinking theories that are nonsense, like uniform commercial code arguments, Admiralty fringe flag versus common arguments, sovereign state versus U.S. citizenship theories, you name it, all capital letters about the Vatican and the British Queen still owning us. And the lawyers are, just opposite the court. They don't represent you. There's a backstab you. And, this statutory jurisdiction and not using zip code on your mail. All kind of straw man, redemption, expatriation. All kind of silly stuff you will find out there. But that's why one of the first things I always do is I show you how to use the law library. So easy it is to verify it all for yourself. So, folks, get on Freedom Law School's email list. I will send you for 1 year a free Freedom Law education once a month, if not maybe longer than 12 months. The program is extending. I'm going to try to give you guys more of it as I develop more of this good stuff. Maybe it's been available before for free, some not. You're going to get all that because I want to educate the American people. We got to do it, folks. And if you share those with other people, you're welcome to do it. Okay, so go to livefreenow.org. You'll receive our free freedom information education package in the mail. And then you're going to get those emails sent to you to educate you. And I'm here every Thursday night to answer your freedom questions for you at no charge. So let's go to your questions, folks. Let's see what's on your mind. If you have a question, folks, this will be time to wake up. I mean to, you know, get on there and talk about it. Let's go to a call that we have from area code 240. Call from area code 240. If you have a question, please go ahead and announce your first name. Okay, no question from calling from area code 240. We have another caller from area code 916 in Sacramento, California area. If you have a question, go ahead and ask your first name.
So I'm just calling in. I'm just listening.
Very good, my friend. Good. Thank you for doing that. I will cover the subject of tonight's conference call on the Franchise Tax Board, a little short mini class, which I'll do a short mini class in all these conference calls. I will cover that for you later on, my friend. I'd be happy to do so. Okay, we have another caller from area code 442. Also from Southern California, I believe. I'm not sure where that 442, I think it's at the, I think someplace in West LA area. Isn't that 442 in West Los Angeles area, new area code? Isn't that correct, sir? Call from 442. Do you have a question, my friend, at this time or no? Okay. So nobody with any questions at this time. I will go ahead and address the subtopic of the conference call tonight's class, which is on the FTB, California Franchise Tax Board. They're hungry for money. Well, if you don't fill out a California 540 income tax confession form, then what California does is they'll send you a request for tax return or a demand for tax return. The first time, according to their computers, that you have not filed a 540 tax form that they believe you should have filed, they will send you a request nicely to ask you to file a 540 form. But the second time, when that's you haven't filed according to them for a second year, they send you what's called a demand for return. And they send out these requests or demand for returns. You know, the year that the April 15th, that tax return normally is expected to be done. For example, 2015, that's for 2014 by April 15th of 2015. Most anybody who wanted to file would file a 540 California income tax confession form. So after that, from April 15 to December, it's about 8 months. If the California's computers don't see a tax confession form filed by you, then what they do, they automatically will send out a letter to the last address that they have of you by first class mail in December or January. So in this case, it would have been December 2015 or January of 2016. And they ask you to or demand that you file a California 540 income tax confession form. Now, if you don't do that, as they say, as a demand, then approximately a couple months later, they will send by first class mail also a notice of proposed assessment. The abbreviation for that is NPA. Notice of proposed assessment. You may want to write that down. NPA. I'm going to refer to that abbreviation a lot. It's a notice to you that the FDB is proposing a tax assessment on you. Assessment, NPA. Assessment means basically evaluation or determination amount of tax. That's all. They're giving you a proposal of tax, essentially. And they'll tell you that you have 60 days to challenge the FDB's NPA, or on the 61st day after date of the FDB's letter, the amount of tax that they claim you owe is due, and that's it. They will not change it later on, except maybe they will let you file a 1040, well, California 540 form later on. They will let you do that. They always want you to go file California 540 forms. That's what they want. They want that slavery. They want that form. Even if you end up owing them nothing, that's what they want. So what most people do not know is that the only remedy they have, the only solution potentially available to them without paying a tax upfront and full first and suing the FDB for the money back is to ask for a hearing at the stage from the FDB. That's right, folks. America has, in my opinion, one of the most horrific systems of the laws, okay, the tax laws. Basically, you have to pay first and sue and litigate later, no matter how illegal, unconstitutional, baseless, or arbitrary the tax that the FDB claims is. It doesn't matter. They say you paid first and you sue about it later. So the wonderful government of California, people that's supposed to represent the Californians, that people of California elected them, in their graciousness, niceness, says, oh, we'll give you one chance, though, to challenge the tax without having to pay up front. Ask for a hearing from the NPA within 60 days, and FDB will have to give you a hearing. Okay? So, look, I don't like the fact that that's all they give you, but any little bit is better than nothing. Why? Because remember this, folks. Government is not based upon contract. It's not based upon consent. It's not based upon your agreement. They didn't trick you into it. Okay? Government is based upon force. Whether it's government of Russia, China, Japan, you know, France, England, America, Brazil, you know, Botswana, it's all based upon force. I know that sounds horrible and unpatriotic and not right to many patriots in America who grew up learning about the founding fathers and we fought a bloody revolution to get our rights back, you know, that we talked about the consent of the government in the Declaration of Independence. Talks about it right there explicitly. There must be consent of the government. There must be a taxation with representation and a consent of the government. Well, we don't have that, you know, because the politicians get there by getting the money of the rich fat cats to advertise and promote them. Otherwise, they won't get the name out there. If you don't go begging to fat cats with money, they won't be able to get the name out there. So it's one of those chicken and egg situations, unfortunately. So they don't give you a better choice than asking for a NPA hearing, a notice of proposed assessment hearing. Take it. It's better than nothing. Argue whatever you want there at that level. And then, if and when the FDB rules against you, which they almost always do, you take it up to the California Board of Equalization on Appeal. And then that process takes a little bit longer to go to the Board of Equalization. That appeal takes maybe another 8 months to a year. Hearing with the FTB process takes, depending, maybe 4 to 6 months, generally speaking. Sometimes more, sometimes a little bit less. And while you're going through all the hearings and to the FTB and appeal to the Board of Equalization, remember, they cannot in any way go and attempt to take any of your money. The FTB cannot go take your paycheck, your bank account, your commissions, any of your money or assets of any kind. Nope, they cannot do that while you are in the hearing process, which, as you see, can take over a year to finish, and you have a chance to consider your thoughts, your alternatives, your arguments, your options, you know, which you may want to do. The best option, if you can do it, some people can't, is to sooner or later just move out of those corrupt, big, sourceless income tax states, which the government employee unions own the state governments. New York, New Jersey, Illinois, California, top that corrupt criminal government list, the bigger the state. Even on the no state income tax states like Texas, Florida, you know, those are better. By the way, you know that Texas is now the second most populous state in the country, and Florida became number three, past New York. New York used to be number one, right? Used to be number one for the longest time before California passed New York. And now Texas passed New York, and Florida passed New York a couple of years ago. Why? Because people are getting tired of the oppression and tyranny of these corrupt state governments. They're choosing with their foot to go live and work in states that don't have state income tax. Even though Texas and Florida are the two of the top three biggest population states in America, guess what? They are one of the most freedom-oriented states in America. Texas is ranked always at about number 10 by many different freedom organizations and they're in overall freedom ranking. Florida ranks about 20 out of 50 states. And even though it's the third most populous state, I think probably should rank higher, in my opinion, Florida. But anyhow, so first thing you can do is if you can physically move out of the state, number one. Number two, maybe you can, if you work for yourself or you're an independent contractor of some sort, do your work, you know, out of another state, out of Nevada, okay, out of Washington, out of Wyoming, Texas, you know. You know, you don't have to run your business out of a corrupt, high-tax state. You can set your business up in any way that is totally favorable to you. I mean, there's good reasons why, for example, a lot of credit card companies set themselves off as a corporation in North Dakota. Your credit card companies like Citibank and all of them, they set themselves off as a Delaware corporation or North Dakota corporation. Why? Tiny, small population states. Why would these big mega banks do that? Because for them, these states have advantages. So, folks, learn from the most powerful, richest, which makes them, because the money, they can buy the most smartest legal and tax advice. Learn from them. You do the same thing. If you can, set your business or transfer it out of California or another state with a state income tax, New York, New Jersey, Illinois, any of these corrupt states, out of that state. Okay? That's something that Freedom Law School is very good at helping with that. Again, believe it or not, it's a lot easier, a lot more possible than you think. That's right. It's a lot. People think, oh, it's too much work and too much logistics. And they say those things because they don't understand. Folks, many countries in America, like your big corporations, folks, like Apple. Apple doesn't make any of its iPhones in America. It's all made out of China. Out of the country, not just in a different state, out of California, out of the country. Yeah, all the big companies in America set themselves not just out of California, New York, the big states. They set themselves up in a country out there besides America. if they can't do that, it's legal for them to go take their business completely offshore out of the United States. What's wrong with you? You'll be transferring your business from one state to another, right? So I consider that that's your really best option if you can do that. Because the way California looks at it is this, folks, it's a corrupt state. If you have an address in California, if you give that as your address, that's your last known address, you give that to the employer, give that to somebody that you independent contractor work with that sends a 1099 about you. If you give that to a bank that you open a bank account with, or stock brokerage account, or any other brokerage, you know, account, real estate activity, any kind of a, you know, publicly activity that will, a report will go to the IRS with it, you know, a W-4, 1099, K-1, any IRS forms saying, hey, this, we paid this guy, whatever, let's say $50,000 in year 2015, let's say. Well, California will get a copy of that because you put that California address on the form. You could, you know, they're going to come after. Even if the company was out of some other state, the company you work with could be out of Nevada, Florida, Texas, Illinois, New York. Doesn't matter. California says you live in the state. You have an address in the state. You got to pay your fair share of slavery in California. Yep. And they're going to make every presumption and assumption and conclusion against you to assume and presume that you are a Californian. That's right. That's what they do. So, you know, one of the easiest things to do is consider, again, like I said, moving your address or start the process of moving your address to different states. That's why a lot of Californians are moving to Nevada. Oh, yes. In fact, so much of California doesn't like it. They're trying to take some steps to keep businesses and people to go to Nevada. Of course, California is the first source of immigrants to Nevada, precisely because people are sick and tired of the over-regulation, over-taxation, arbitrary government of California. So that's something for you to consider. Don't have to give address up in California. You know, I knew somebody who worked, for example, for a company in Illinois, and he gave a company address in an address in California. He could have used another address he had, Nevada. As he had a choice. He had two residences. Why couldn't you give the Nevada one? You part of your one state, part of your another state. No one's following you to see exactly how long are you in Nevada versus California. You're the only one that knows. You know, if you say that, pretty much you have to go with that. Okay? So there are more things than that, folks, to consider, but I'm just giving you some tidbits of, you know, what you can do. Now, franchise tax board, besides the fact that, you know, they will come after you if you have an address in California, if somebody from California is paying you, they want to cut out of that action too. So if you work for Apple in Texas or Nevada, who are no state income tax state, guess what? Because Apple is out of California. California says, we want some of that money. Because the source of your money originates from within California. We provide the protection racket of everybody here in California. So you must give us a cut of the action in California. Even if you are in Nevada, Texas, Florida, no state income tax state, or another state income tax state like New York and New Jersey or Illinois. No, then in that case, you can, there's different things that people do if they work in two state income tax states, you know, in New York and California. God help you with that if you make that poor choice. Now, why would anyone want to do that? Set themselves up in the most biggest arbitrary, you know, tax hell states. Okay? Don't ever think about that. So arrange yourself to be in a state with no state income tax. Okay? And it's easier than you think. a lot easier than you otherwise think it's possible. And you can do that. And again, Freedom Law School can assist you with the further ways how you can customize that to your particular situation. Pensioners move out of California. That a lot of people do that. Why? Because cost of living in California is high. They couldn't, in Nevada or Texas and Florida get the warm, nice weather and live on a lot less. Okay? So consider all those options, folks. There's only one good thing about California Franchise Tax Board. Yes. One good thing about FTB. You didn't think I would tell you something like that, huh? Anything good about the FTB? Well, but there's one relatively good thing about them. You see, with the IRS, if they come after you, let's suppose they owe you owe them, for example, say $20,000, and let's suppose you make, $5,000 a month. Can you? You're single, for example, in that example. Well, that means that the IRS can take about $4,100 out of your $5,000 a month check and only leave you with about $850-$900 to survive on somehow. If you're married, well, they'll leave you maybe about $1,600. They will take the other about $3,400. So they take, two-thirds, three-quarters, or more, most of your check, leave you very titty bit to survive on. And they do that to force you to give the FTB all of your income and assets and liabilities information under oath. You swear to everything being true. And based upon that, the FTB will come up with the payment arrangements for you or what you're going to afford to pay. That's what they do. Okay? The IRS does that, okay? But the FTB takes only a maximum of 25% of your paycheck. On the same scenario, the guy making $5,000 a month, 25% of that $5,000, only $1,200 will be taken, and the person can live with $3,800, until whatever FTB claims is paid. Now, you'd say, well, that hurts too. Sure it does. Of course, taking $1,200 a month out of a $5,000 a monthly pay hurts. But it hurts a lot less than IRS taking over $4,000. Or worse yet, folks, did you know some states like Massachusetts and Virginia take 100%? How do you like that? They don't leave nothing for you to pay your food, rent, utilities. They say give it all over as soon as possible now. In Virginia, you could be asking for a hearing. And during the hearing process, they can't force you to make a payment plan or pay them something while they give you, a couple $100 a month, for example, while you're going through the hearing process. Yes, the Southern state, the Confederate state, the land of Robert E. Lee, George Washington, Patrick Henry, Thomas Jefferson. That's right, folks. Majority of the founding fathers were Southerners, like Virginians. Okay? They will be rolling in the grave, knowing the government they fought independence for has become like that, even at the state level, not just the federal level, become such an unresponsive government that does not represent the interests of the average person and give themselves these totalitarian, godlike powers to destroy people if they say they just want some money from you. Because to the government, politicians, and the money interests that own the government, it's all about the money. They just want your money, remember? They don't have to destroy you until they force you into slavery and subjugation. So, with the FTB, do ask for a hearing process. Go there. You'll get more time that way. But remember, long term, the solution is to move out of state if you can. I've been having on my drawing board some plans to take challenge FTB's arbitrary hearing process to court. I've been behind the schedule on that. One of these days, hopefully I'll get to that. I've been so busy and having so much success with the IRS folks, to be honest with you, and better at beating the IRS, more and more victories that Freedom Law School has. So I haven't even focused that much on FTB. You know, it's like, okay, at most it might take 25%, but we beat the big beast, the big gorilla, the IRS. Folks, if you go to Freedom Law School's victories, you'll see a lot more IRS victories of myself and Freedom Law School students. Okay, large and small. Okay, there are a lot more of those than FTB victories. So focus on the big picture. Focus on the big job. But the bottom line, folks, is these kind of things I've been telling you about tonight are all available in more detail when you get on Freedom Law School's email list, and you're going to get, no charge, this information and more stuff that you want to know, need to know, with more specific legal quotations and laws and codes and statutes to back up everything I say that you need, with paperwork, even some of it, to back up the stuff I say. Those things, folks, will be sent to you at no charge. Now, what you want to do is, as soon as you can, get at least our first course, which is called A Practical Road to Freedom from Oppressive Taxation and Control Level 1, a course in law and procedures for those who are committed to living a free life. Level 1. It's a level 1 course because I created a level 2 course later. Level 1 course is over 20 hours of audio, an hour and a half of video, 200 pages plus of paperwork. Level 2, a little bit more audio and a little more paperwork. Folks, the level 1 course has been $300 since 1999 for the last 17 years and comes with a 90 unconditional 100% money back guarantee. Why? Because I'm not trying to sell you something. I want this to work for you. If it doesn't work for you, send it back. Just pay for the shipping charge, $20. You have a free review. If 90 days is not long enough for you, call me. I'll extend it to 6 months, a year, no problem. I want you to have the time to have this information and use it for you and your family to live more free and live more prosperous. So take advantage of the level 1 course. It's an incredible money back guarantee you will not find anywhere out there, folks. Anywhere. Why? Because I know the stuff in level 1 course works. I know it's good, solid information. Otherwise, people will be calling me on the commerce call and say, hey, give my money back. You didn't get my money back. When I ask you guys for your questions, if you're a dissatisfied person, you're going to say, hey, I sent for level 1 course. I want my money back. You didn't send my money back, right? But that never happens. Why? Because almost never anybody wants to get the money back from a level 1 course. If they want it, fine. I'll do it. I'm free rental, just $20 for shipping. Because this is the information you want and need to know. There are things that you want to know. It's in the level 1 course of Freedom Law School. There are things you want to know. It's in there. There are things that you don't know you need to know, but you do need to know. It's in there. And that's the problem, folks. There are things that you don't even know you need to know that I'll be teaching you in level 1 course. And that's critical for you to win, know what basic things to do, what basic things not to do, what time frame to do them, how to do them specifically. Okay, I talk about specifics. Even vague answers. In the level 1 course, over 20 hours of audio, I can take my time to go over these things in more precise detail, more slowly for you, as opposed to these conference calls, which are at most 2 hours each. So take advantage of that, folks. You find yourself a very unique source on the internet. Unique source for freedom education that is correct, and freedom solutions that work. That's right, folks. It's got to be correct, and it's actually going to work in practical reality of your life. That's what Freedom Law School offers. So Having said that, folks, I'm going to talk a little bit about the election campaign that's coming up right now. Folks, you saw we had a bunch of Democrats start and a lot of Republicans in this election campaign for president. That's the one that gets media attention in America. And everybody knew Hillary was going to be the main candidate for Democrat, but Bernie Sanders, socialist from in Vermont, he became the option, alternative, grassroots, dedicated, true socialist, believe his beliefs as much as Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul does, although he's socialist, although he's pro-peace, not pro-war. So, and right now they race it down to those two. In the Republican field, a lot more of them. Okay, and what's been going on in the Republican field? All these guys, folks, they're all of the money powers. If you see politicians, they didn't get to be senator or governor by not greasing someone else's palms and patting other people's back and watching other people's back. That's what they've done. Chris Christie in New Jersey, you know, Rubio of Florida, Cruz, you know, Bush, Kasich, all these guys, folks. Okay? With a few exceptions, maybe like Ben Carson. I don't think he was a paid guy, you know, owned by the establishment. He was a doctor, yeah. But most other ones were. Of course, the establishment. Who's the establishment Republicans? The ones with money. Who is that? The big banks and corporations like Goldman Sachs, Chase, Citi, B of A, Wells Fargo. Those are big five criminals that own the Wall Street, right? Those guys. And then the big corporations that, you know, surround them because they'll have to borrow money from the big banks if they need it. Okay, because money is the key. And money in this country is not minted by the government anymore. It's all borrowed into existence by somebody, the government and corporations and people going to the banks and borrowing money that the banks make out of thin air by a legalized method called fractional reserve banking, which I learned about in my economics 101 class back in California as a sophomore in a community college, which I told my teacher, that sounds like fraud, counterfeiting. And my Federal Reserve can make money out of thin air to lend out the banks. He just had his palms up, both palms up, lifted them up, his palms and his shoulders, and he shrugged like, that's how it is. That's how it is, and people don't know it. And who else? Not only the big money powers that matter, folks, the media in this country. Oh, then one more thing. The foreign policy, the war lobby. The war lobby is owned by a Zionist lobby. Okay, I'm Jewish myself, and I've been to Israel many times as a child. Most of my relatives, uncles and aunts and cousins live in Israel. But I'm against that non-Jewish state called Israel in the Middle East. It's got nothing to do with the Judaism or the Old Testament, the Torah. It doesn't. It's just Judaism in name only, in label. Okay? Many of these people, the only God they got is money and power. That's the true God they got. They're just like with Moses in Egypt. They made the golden calf. They resurrected the golden calf as soon as they got out of Egypt. You remember the movie with Charlton Heston, the Ten Commandments, right? He caught him, Moses, they go praying and partying with the golden calf. Well, guess what? Same thing going on with, unfortunately, majority of these of Jews have been seduced by this Zionist cancer. So they own the politician because they have so much money. Why? Because these people live in big cities, states, that are the financial and media centers of America. New York, number one, by far New York. Remember, ABC, CBS, NBC, originally they all went out of New York. Then went, some of them went to California. Okay, California, New Jersey, New York, and Illinois, they own that. So that's the big money. It's not the farmer in Wyoming or Florida or Alabama or North Dakota or the small business person in heartland of America. They don't have the money to give the politicians, these big businesses, these super rich, these warmongers. So they want Jeb Bush to continue the wars of George Bush, which Obama continued. Jeb Bush couldn't make it. Oh, let's get another of their tools and stooges, Marco Rubio, to it. Oh, not having a heart attack. Why? Because Marco Rubio on the stage showed up, showed that he was such an idiot that repeated the same cliche line about Obama, knows exactly what he's doing, four times in less than 10 minutes. What an idiot. And by the way, Rubio's ex-roommate used to sell, had a gay, homosexual porn site out of his house when he was rooming with Marco Rubio. Did not hear about that before? Well, of course. Because they covered up for their boys. They blackmail them. The establishment, they cover up for the boys. You don't do what we tell you, we're going to put this all on the media. Hillary Clinton is the most establishment candidate there is. And most criminal dynasty out of Arkansas, which used to murder a lot of people. Go on YouTube and watch the Clinton Chronicles. See, as far as 20 years ago, this video showed how murderous the Clintons were just in Nebraska. They got the White House. They got worse. They want to do it again. The establishment, the big money people, love corrupt politicians because they control them. They wanted Obama to be somebody who was not a real U.S. citizen. Why? Because they tell him, look, if you don't know what we tell you, we're going to expose the fact that you are not really a U.S. citizen, national-born citizen. If you do what we tell you, we'll cover it for you in the media. And they did, because they own the media too. The big banks and corporations, the Israeli lobby, Zionists, they control the media too. It's not that expensive, folks. The media in this country is not that expensive to buy as much as you think for these people. They got it. Okay? So that's what these guys got to do, what they're told to do. Even Cruz, who's supposed to be Mr. Conservative, pro-gun out of Texas against Obamacare. Guess what? Do you know where his wife works? His wife is at Goldman Sachs, the biggest investment company in the world, the biggest entity that destroyed the world in this Great Depression. She was an employee with him, became a high-ranking officer as soon as her husband became a senator. About that. She got a big raise. And they gave a $750,000 loan to Cruz's election campaign, right? Goldman Sachs did. But, oh, Cruz and his wife forgot, just forgot to put on their tax form. I mean, Cruz is a lawyer, and his wife is an investment banker, knows money and numbers. They forgot. They borrowed $1 million almost from the biggest investment bank in the world, Goldman Sachs. They forgot to put on the form. Even Cruz's wife on the radio on television interview admitted that, you know, well, he does not have an anti-Wall Street sentiment. Well, guess what? If you don't have an anti-Wall Street sentiment, there's a problem with you because you don't know what's going on. You're either crook like Clinton and Bush and Obama and Rubio, these guys, or besides, or you're just ignorant. You just don't know what's going on in America. They own America. They own the money system in America, all the money they create out of Wall Street, the banksters. Chase, I mentioned the big banks already, right? 40% of America is made by these banks. And but guess what, folks? The two candidates that don't control is the ones that are actually more grassroots. Bernie Sanders is actually grassroots, I believe. All because he's Jewish, the Zionist media is giving him free publicity because he's one of the tribe. They would not support me as a member of the Jewish tribe because I'm very much anti-Israel. Okay, and against his corrupt Zionist getting away from Judaism and instead of being a nation of priests to bring monotheism to the world, like it was supposed to be the purpose of Abraham and his children. They become a bunch of golden calf. People of money. Money's a god kind of people. So they help in Bernie Sanders, who's I call him the Zionist light. Okay? He's pro-Israel. He says he's going to be even-handed, but at the heart still, he's got a heart for Israel. Okay? But he's a lot more grassroots by far than Clinton, no doubt about that. And of course, Trump. You know, I disagree with several things that Trump said in the past. You know, but guess what? I don't agree with any politicians all the time. Do you? I do not even agree with Ron Paul on everything necessarily. doesn't mean he's bad. Doesn't mean he doesn't deserve my support. And I did support Ron Paul tremendously, all kind of ways. And folks, Donald Trump, the same way. Folks, he is a good man who's willing to listen and changes his position. Why? Not because some big money, powerful special interest said, hey, you better do what we tell you, otherwise we're going to bring out the closets in your skeleton, Mr. Rubio. You have that, you know, a homosexual roommate of you peddling porn, you know, homosexual porn when he was with you. And, oh, Clinton, all the stuff you've done wrong with Hillary. We'll blow the whistle, this email scandal of Hillary. Why is he damn not blown indicted her? Right? Because they're taking more time. They're deciding whether they're going to indict her later to let Sanders win or not. They got that hanging over Clinton's head, and they know it. And Clinton knows it. She needs to do what the banksters tell her, the Zionist lobby tells her, otherwise she'd be sliced. She'd be indicted for all the email scandal that she talked about, top secret classified stuff on her personal email server in her home. Right? Anybody else would have been gone to prison already. Yeah, General Petraeus did. He pled guilty for a lot less stuff. A lot less stuff than Hillary. And Hillary hasn't been charged. Why? Because they control the United States Department of Injustice also. That's right, the government lawyers. They're not to promote justice anymore. No, no, no. Their goal is injustice. That will serve the interest of the big banks and corporations that put those people in the Department of Justice there. Oh, yes. The Department of Injustice lawyer is one of the most important positions in the federal government. They don't let any idiot be there. They put a corrupt person there that they can control because they can pull the wool from underneath that person's leg also. That's how America works. But Trump, okay, he might disagree with you and me, but guess what? He's open to listening, and listening only for the benefit of America. Not some powerful money interest that says, hey, you should do this because we tell you, otherwise we'll cut your throat. That's why in the mail, because across Florida, many states are getting these anti-Obama ads on YouTube. Oh, he doesn't have leadership. Just baseless emotional attacks. Baseless emotional attacks. So you vote for anybody by Trump that they don't own. See, the establishment is shocked. The shock that people are actually going for somebody is Ron Paul. He's too old to run again. Rand Paul. They were to derail him, Ron Paul's son. Okay? I support Rand Paul first this election cycle. Now Trump is obviously the greatest alternative there is. Sanders would be a distant third. This is second, I would say. Better than all the other crooks and criminals. Yes, he's a socialist, but at least he's honest for benefit of America and not pro-war. Nowhere as much as these other guys. A war, folks, is the worst thing. The war with Russia, they're egging on these neocons, expand NATO to borders of Russia. They were not supposed to do that on the deal that Gorbachev and George Bush won the first made, that if they break up the Soviet Union empire, the NATO will not expand. But America, the American government, lied. Expanded NATO all the way to Russia's borders. We're the ones that are the aggressors. All lies. It's just like Iraq. Weapons of mass destruction. Lie. Just all the stuff about Libya. A lie. Libya, folks, as Saddam Hussein, build their countries to like European level style of living. Everybody, free health care, free education, even university out of the country. Saddam and Gaddafi, they would pay out of government pocket to send you to a foreign country. Could educate and come back, and when you come back, they give you a home too. Is that they use that money for goodness of the people? They're beneficent dictators. Heck, I'd rather have a beneficent dictator like that than these crooked criminals represent Wall Street and just pretend to be for us when they're not. That's the reality of it, folks. So they're doing the same thing with Russia and China. Man, Russia and China are not stupid to want to have a war with America. America spends more on military than Russia, China, England, France, Germany, Japan, Italy, you know, all of Canada combined. Okay, come on. They're not stupid to pick on the big guy. So America starts the wars by lying that, oh, they're picking with us. They're picking at us. It's all a bunch of lies, folks. Do not buy all the lying propaganda you see on the TVs. Get on the internet and get sources that give you the truth. Okay? So my favorite ones is Anti-New York Times, AntiNewYorkTimes.com, American Free Press, AmericanFreePress.net. I've been a subscriber to American Free Press for, gosh, since 2001 when they were founded. I became a life member, life subscriber at that time. Okay? And DavidDuke.com. All the lies they say about this guy, man, I listen to the guy. Well, let's see what this guy says. This guy that claimed to be KKK and racist and evil, you know, white supremacist, violent, bomb-throwing guy, they portray him as. I say, well, hey, I'm from a show me state. Let me check out the other guy. Let me see for myself what this guy says, you know. If he's evil, I see it. I can judge for myself. I'm not stupid. I listen to David Duke, and I see this man is talking calmly, logically, everything based upon facts. Facts and logic and reasoning. And not ask anybody to kill anybody, hurt anybody, or anything like that, or any crazy ideas. Most reasonable person. By the media, deliberately, folks, which again, these banks and Zionists own it, they deliberately foster this black versus white. They make up this white supremacist nonsense because they want to weaken anybody that finds out about them and exposes them. Oh, you just a white, you know, supremacist. That's what they do. Oh, yeah. They label you, oh, you KKK or Nazi or that kind of stuff. They just throw at you labels. And average person will not even listen to you anymore. Like, okay, that's it. I won't even hear this guy anymore. Most people are not like me or you. I'm the kind of person that if you give me any proposition, I'd say, I don't believe anything right away. But if you prove it, I will change my mind. That's how I became, figure out this income tax fraud, folks. I didn't believe that the average American is not required to file income tax back in 1992 until I'll tell you the meaning. This lady promised me she'll prove to me with government's own publications and IRS manuals and codes that the average American is not required to file income tax. I didn't believe it, but I said, what the heck? I'm open to be wrong and be educated. And very few people were at that meeting, which was announced on KFI, Bill Handel's show, 640 AM, one of the biggest radio stations in Southern California. I was there with only maybe four other people. Because most people have a closed mind. Most people don't think much. Most people don't read much. The fact that you are feeling lost this conference call tells me you should know you are definitely a cut above the average. You're listening and you want to get more facts and evaluate things and think for yourself. And you're the kind of people that eventually will lead the world into a better place. Rather than the masses who just are brainwashed with lies in sports stadiums and watching Kim Kardashian and the latest stuff on, you know, People and Us magazine, you know, and makeup and fashion nonsense for the women. Okay? So, folks, my short response to you right now, suggestion is support Trump. Tell your friends about Trump. There is no alternative close to him. The people that run this country are scared that the American people actually could get a power back through a billionaire. Oh, so he's a billionaire. Fine. As long as he's for the people, he's willing to listen for the benefit of the people, not the powerful money and interest. That, hey, that's a hell of a lot better than what we got already. Okay? Let's go for that. So, having said that, folks, I'm going to open up the call one more time. Anybody have any last questions, you can ask. No problem. I'll answer it. It does a call for me. It could 2-4 have any questions. Nope. Okay, no problem, my friend. Let's go to the caller we have from area code 916. If you have a question, my friend, announce your first name and then your question. Okay, the caller from area code 916 doesn't have a question. We have one more caller from area code 512 in Austin, Texas area. If you have a question, my friend, this is a good time for you to ask it, my friend.
Hey, it's Roger.
Hey, Roger. One of our regular callers. I'm glad you finally came to a new conference call system. Yeah, my friend.
Hey, yeah. Finally got... I was interested, but I mean, come in right when you were talking about Trump. I was like, well, you know, the guy learns as he goes anyway. And for years and years, I've been people talk about, well, that's just the lesser of his evils. Well, okay, it's my dollar voted for Obama in 2008, so let's put my nut up there and see what happens.
Exactly. I mean, granted, truly, the American people are taking a chance with Trump. They say, I'll say chance, or maybe 80% chance America will be better with Trump. 80%, let's say, at least. There's a 5% chance, 10% he might make it worse. But I don't think so.
Yeah.
He thinks all his wars in the Middle East is that we wasted trillions in the Middle East. He called George Bush a liar that he was, followed weapons of mass destruction. Even Bernie Sanders didn't talk about those things like Trump did. He doesn't want to, he said, we'll sit down and deal with Putin in Russia. Oh, man, neocons don't want that. The warmongers want war. They want World War III.
Yeah. Yeah,
Russia,
that's what caught my attention, too. He's the only one that said, well, let me talk to Putin, see what happens. Let's make, you know, that's peace, at least, the possibility for peace. But the rest of them, we want a carpet bomb, everybody. Well, what good is that going to do us?
Yep. In fact, New Jersey government, governor was saying... the fat boy, he was saying, oh, let's go and shoot down Russian planes in Syria. Like, seriously?
Yeah.
You want the U.S. to start Third World War over Syria? You know, shoot some Russian planes in there in America and then start World War III? You know, come on.
Yeah, just
you know?
What you were saying, you know, nobody's stupid enough to go against us, but if we start shooting down Russian planes, they've got no choice.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's what it is, my friend. That's what it is. You know, this war agenda is big. And if these international leaders, countries are independent of the banking, money cartel and Zionist cartel, folks are going to be after them. Yeah, they're not, you know, folks, I've been to Iran since my father died about 6 years ago, 8 years ago. The government is not perfect. There are a lot of problems out there. But guess what? They're independent. They got their problems inside. Let the Iranian people fix it. You know, did America help when they went to destroy Iraq to get rid of Saddam Hussein? So if the Iranian clergy mullahs are not that good, so okay, let's suppose the American government says that is true. Okay, fine. Are you going to help us by destroying and bombing the hell out of Iran like they did in Afghanistan and Iraq and Syria? Seriously, they almost had war with Iran, and they were totally against Obama for trying to make a peace deal with Iran, a nation of 70 million people plus. So that's the problem. These guys want war. The New World Order wants world domination by lending money to governments of the world and slaving them through these loans that they don't want. They, you know, they don't need. They lend money to these corrupt leaders of these countries in the third world. So the next government, who might be honest, they're still stuck by the loans of the old government. They take the natural resources of that country, you know, oil, minerals, utilities, and islands that they're doing to Greece right now. Okay, that's what they do. And if they don't do what they tell you, okay, fine, we'll just go declare war on you. How about it? We just go and just, you know, take over your place. You know, that's what they did. You know, to Libya. Libya didn't want to go with the New World Order. Gaddafi had plans to start African currency with the gold dinar. I was saying, and he had plenty of money to do it. Raj, you must be in a bad cell phone coverage area because you cut out almost all the time. I cannot hear anything you say, my friend. Yep, still nothing comes through, Roger. Yeah, try using landlines, guys, when you call, okay, and avoid cell phones because cell phones cut a lot depending on where you are. Even Wi-Fi phones are problematic sometimes. Okay, folks. Well, it's been a pleasure, folks, to have you guys be on this call with me. And I'm here with you every Thursday night talking about law, freedom, your rights, how to live free of oppressive taxation and control, and, folks, how we can take action together by being educated to return America to freedom. Have you be free one at a time, have you live free, and together how we can take political action while we each take legal action together to restore America to be a free country, hopefully, once again. Thank you, everybody, and have a good night.